With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. In a surprise vote, four House Republicans in swing districts teamed up with all Democrats to force a vote in the full House on a three-year extension of the Affordable Care Act subsidies, including taxpayer funding of abortions. But on the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, House Speaker Mike Johnson says efforts to thwart the traditional Hyde Amendment are on the fast track to nowhere.
The record shows that President Donald J. Trump is the most pro-life president of the modern era, and I think of all time. I mean, we are going to defend the sanctity of life, and the Hyde protections are sacrosanct here. And for in layman's terms, what it means is taxpayer funding will never be authorized to pay for abortion. Period. Stop. Full stop. End of sentence. And that's never going to change here.
Johnson adds that if efforts to fund abortion do pass the House, Senate Republicans promise the bill will be dead on arrival in the upper chamber. Speaker Johnson's full interview will be heard this week on Capitol Hill is broadcast beginning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time later today on the Salem News Channel. President Trump says Iran is in big trouble as economic protests spread throughout that country.
It looks to me that the people are taking over certain cities that nobody thought were really possible just a few weeks ago. We're watching the situation very carefully.
And he warns Iran's government not to harm or kill Iranian citizens who are protesting economic conditions.
I've made the statement very strongly that if they start killing people like they have in the past, we will get involved. We'll be hitting them very hard where it hurts. And that doesn't mean boots on the ground, but it means hitting them very, very hard where it hurts. So we don't want that to happen.
Some 65 people have already been killed in the protests. President Trump is calling on oil executives to rush to invest in Venezuela as the White House looks to quickly secure $100 billion in private funding to revive the expansive reserve. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Washington State.
The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that the Yakima Union Gospel Mission does not have to hire non-Christians. The mission is a homeless shelter which serves all needy people, but only hires believers to staff its facilities. Alliance Defending Freedom, which represented the mission, says, quote, religious organizations shouldn't be punished for exercising their constitutionally protected freedom to hire employees who live out their shared religious beliefs. Michael Harrington reporting.
At the Church of the Epiphany in New York's Upper East Side, a new handcrafted organ is emblematic of the final phase of a multi-year $70 million effort to relocate and rebuild the Episcopal congregation. To Pastor Matthew Dayton Welch, the organ represents more than a commitment to quality music. He says so many churches make difficult decisions because they're shrinking and they're consolidating and they're trying to survive. This is SRN News. Russia says it has fired a new type of intermediate-range ballistic missile against Ukraine. More on the story from correspondent Charles Deledesma.
Ukrainian officials say four people were killed and over 20 wounded in the capital overnight. Russia hasn't said whether Oreshniks hit there, but Russian media and military bloggers say it targeted a huge underground natural gas storage facility in Ukraine's western Lviv region. Ukraine's Air Force says Russia attacked Ukraine with over 240 drones and a combination of 36 missiles. It said one medium-range ballistic missile was used, but did not specify that this was definitely an Oreshnik. It adds this missile was launched from a test site in Russia's Astrakhan region, believed to be the site of the Oreshnik missile launcher. I'm Charles Deledesma.
You'll find more details and more stories at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.